Good evening and welcome to As the Worm Turns. You are tuned in to KVNF's live call-in gardening show. I'm your host, Jill Spears, and look what the wind blew in. Hi, Lance.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Good sunburn.
Little sunburn from what were you doing today?
My pruning.
Pruning.
Yeah. Face up. Face up.
Right.
Wore my sunglasses, but...
Yep, out in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
It's Lance Swaggart in the studio. We're going to be talking about planting tonight and ready to take your phone calls. 527-486-1-866-KVNF-NOW. Seems a little bit early, but not really.
Not really. Well, mm-hmm. it gets people a little excited.
Yeah. You know, we're all excited, for sure.
Just some things that you can plant early. You know, mm-hmm. if you've noticed out in your garden, there's definitely stuff that's probably germinated out there that went, you know, old. Like every year, sometimes my lettuce seed doesn't germinate, and now it's germinating. You know, I planted it last year for a crop, and it didn't germinate. I remember planting that.
Oh, right.
You know.
And got it cold stratified mm-hmm. over the winter, mm-hmm. and it just decided to come on up.
Yeah, it comes out up. So, you know, you can plant lettuce, and it's pretty hardy, unless it's going to be really cold. But then, I had that volunteer lettuce that was growing, and I didn't cover it, and it's still there.
It's still there.
Yeah.
So.
You know, so it will survive that.
Mm-hmm. Lettuce and spinach, that winter overcrop is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and so I got, and of course I'm continually eating that spinach.
Yeah.
I did put an extra layer on it last night.
You covered it?
I covered it, and then mm-hmm. I brought out another layer of blankets.
That stuff is abundant. It just keeps giving and giving.
Yeah, and I'm still thinning it. That's what I'm doing. I'm thinning still.
Wow, that's crazy.
I'm just taking a knife and taking out every other plant.
That's amazing. And not even a cold frame on that thing.
No.
Yeah.
No cold frame.
Nice.
So anyways, but if you can still plant spinach this early, cilantro, and I've been eating cilantro too because it came up last fall.
Oh, nice.
And the same on the edges of that spinach bed, so it's been getting covered when I do cover it.
Uh-huh.
And that's nice to have that kind of green.
Yeah, that's a great flavor.
The parsley that's wintered over, that's a biennial, it hasn't gotten big enough yet. But you can also plant parsley and dill. Parsley will take 3 weeks this time of year to come up.
Oh, really? That's not long, really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. with the colder soils and shorter days, you know. But it will come up, you know, and it actually, and you won't have to water that much.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so lettuce and spinach, cilantro, parsley. What else can we put out there?
Well,
in this
dill.
Dill.
Mm-hmm. Dill will still, and it will come up now. And if it had been out there, if you had seed in the ground, it's probably germinated somewhere out there.
Right. Now, it's supposed to be pretty nice over the next week. What mm-hmm. happens if the cold weather comes back next week and we've got these seeds in the ground?
Well, they're not going to be up yet.
They're not going to be up,
no.
So not to worry.
If it's going to be really cold, you know, you can always throw a blanket over things or a canvas tarp. Don't use plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Plastic, the cold goes right through it.
So old sheets and things like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And parsnips will go.
Parsnips are good. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And green onions.
Green onions.
I've had some green onions. Actually, they were in the spot where I grew onions for seed last year. So they came up in the fall, and they've mm-hmm. been there all winter. They're still growing.
Heavens to Betsy, your garden's been busy all winter. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
527-486-1-866-KVNF now. You mentioned when we were talking, Lance, about onion sets. What is an onion set?
The onion sets are what you see in the garden stores now, and there'll be red, yellow, and white. And they're generally used to make – you plant them out, and they'll make – the theory is that they will make bulbs, okay? But what I would use them for is to plant green onions. I would set them out and let them grow into a scallion. That's another word
uh-huh.
for green onions.
Okay.
And I would harvest them.
Okay.
And they have a tendency to bolt. Those are onion sets have a tendency to bolt because an onion is a biennial, and they were grown, say, last fall and made those little sets.
Mm-hmm.
And then they harvested them and dried them out or cured them
mm-hmm.
so that they would be like a little dried onion. So technically, this year when you plant them, it's their second year in their time clock. So they have a tendency to go to seed. So I would use them more for green onions.
Gotcha.
And if you want to have onions for bulbing, you would buy the plant. There's bunches of them. You can see them, and they come yellow, red, and whites. And that would be much better for your onions, storage onions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And I happen to have a type of onion called potato onions, which is similar to a shallot. Mm-hmm. And I take the small ones of those, and those would I use for green onions.
Okay. Those are tasty little onions, those little potato onions you have. Mm-hmm. And you've got a nice-looking garlic bulb here.
The garlic in storage is starting to sprout. And this one, this garlic has 1, 2, 3 sprouts on it. The cloves, and they're what, an inch or so long?
Yeah, pretty good.
And they're perfectly—they're still edible.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's the great thing about garlic.
Yeah. So, but I just thought that was funny. You never know what you're going to get.
Get out of the storage bin. Well, this is a nice little set of greens to plant right now, and come up in 3-4 weeks, approximately.
Yeah, I planted lettuce 10 days ago. And that has not come up. And then, but it will. I haven't watered. I planted just before that little bit of snow we had.
Mm-hmm.
And I did make a bed. Well, I started making the bed for the other early stuff.
Okay. You said you didn't water the lettuce?
No. It got snowed on.
It got snowed on.
Mm-hmm. And just lettuce is one of those funny seeds that actually needs light to germinate. So you don't want to plant it deep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you want to not plant that one deep. You can actually, if you're just going to throw it out there in the fall, I wouldn't even rake it in the ground. I'd just throw it on top of the ground.
Sure,
Just let it work itself in, freezing and thawing.
Okay. And do you need to watch the water this time of year? Just keep it damp or...
I think you need
tricky?
To keep it moist.
Keep it moist.
Yeah, you might just... Most people have a watering can, and if you did that once or twice a week, you're probably just fine.
Okay, once or twice a week.
Yeah, because the ground is pretty moist.
Right.
You don't have to water too much.
Okay. All right, 527-4868, 1-866-KVNF now. Jeff is in the control room, ready to take your call. What are you planting? What do you want to plant? Thinking about planting.
Yeah. Well, the other thing I planted Sunday morning... I said, it's going to snow or whatever, but it never really did. But I planted spring garlic.
You did already?
Yeah, there's a type of garlic that are types. Usually it's the silver skins. That's what they're called.
Okay.
This is silver rose, and you can plant them in the spring as soon as you can get them in the ground. But last year I had the area prepped, so it was all I had to do was stick them in the ground. And I haven't watered them again. It's plenty moist, and they'll be up. They'll probably be up in a week to 2 weeks.
Goodness. So this is one of your garlic beds for the year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's the early planting one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And all the other ones were planted. And they came up last fall because we had such a long fall that all that garlic's up. And they're doing pretty good.
Uh-huh. Okay. Good. Yeah. And how are you doing on the storage pit? Is your timing coming out just about right that you're going to be through your...
I haven't even touched the trench.
Oh, really?
So there's probably 150 pounds of stuff in
there. Oh, my goodness.
Which I'm going to get into tomorrow. Start getting into that tomorrow. So
and figure out what you
I'll
have,
be passing stuff out.
Wow, that's a lot of food. That's,
yeah, I had the actual pit that's always there.
Uh-huh.
And that got cleaned out 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And now I have the trench.
And is this typical... for a year where you have this much food left over?
No.
Or what happened this
year? No, I usually have already gotten through half that trench.
Yeah.
Plus the other pit.
Uh-huh. Did you have more stuff in there this year or what happened?
I just think it was the way I used them.
Okay.
Yeah. And I might have had a little bit more stuff. And I realized that I need to dig the stuff out of the pit first and the trench second. The trench stores better than
right.
the pit. So that's,
right.
that was the other thing.
Okay.
And in that,
just a different way of going.
Yeah. And in that trench is also 50 red core Chantenay carrots for seed that I'll be planting out, and also 20 or 30 purple kohlrabis that I'll be planting.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that I'll be planting out.
So you've got your seed.
Yeah.
Seed veggies in there.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 527-4868, 1-866 KVNF now. So we've got these nice little greens that we've got going, and we're going to plant about now. And then those are going to start coming up, and we can start planning in a couple more weeks.
Yeah, and after
thinking about that.
That, you know, after a couple more weeks, you know, lots of people like to put in carrots and beets or chard, and they don't really like a hard frost.
Okay.
You know, they you'll have to cover them. They'll come up. I do have one beet that's in with the spinach, and it's volunteered. I saw it today, and it volunteered there. I didn't plant
it. The beet's in bed with the spinach?
Yeah.
You're finding all kinds of stuff in your garden this year.
You might be able to get away with kale and collards, but again, you might, when those little seedlings, as tough as they are as adults, they're not, as seedlings, I don't think they're as tough. So if you're going to plant them, again, you could even build a little greenhouse cold frame over them.
Yeah, that's interesting. So they're kind of tender as a seed, but when they are grown and the cold comes on, they actually get sweeter and tastier.
I ate kale this morning.
Oh, yeah.
From last year's kale. It's still out in the garden.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then you might try mustard. Mustard might be out there.
Mm-hmm. Some mustard greens.
Yeah. So you can just experiment with your different greens, see what works for you.
Okay. You know, and just watch for the frost.
Because that stinky stuff that
most of us like.
Yes. Arugula comes up and is extremely hardy. I saw it 2 weeks ago in somebody's garden where I forgot that I had planted it for them last fall.
Wow.
So arugulas can be thrown in there right now, too.
Yep. That's the plant now category.
Yeah.
Okay. Good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and just keep your blankets handy or your covers handy,
covers handy. And sometimes, like the beets, any of these, if I'm going to throw a tarp of them, those seedlings, if you throw a tarp and it's laying on top of them, will knock them over. So you might put some type of blocking so that the tarp is laying over it but not on them.
Right.
And I have lots of one-gallon planting pots.
That you put down and then put the tarp over?
Yeah, put them down upside down. And that way that tarp is not laying right on top.
Right.
Because another thing that happens if it's really hard frost is the frost actually freezes through the tarp, and any leaves touching the tarp can be frozen off.
Sure.
So that way you can keep the tarp off of the leaves.
Right. Keep the plant breathing under there. All right. Sounds like last week, I think we talked about the fact that you had cleaned your quinoa, and that was your crop last year that you hadn't grown quinoa before.
It got a gallon or so. It's good to have it's fun to figure it out. Took a little bit of work.
Right. Something really different.
Yeah. And I screened it three or four times, and then I kept on pouring in front of the fan and winnowing it. You know, I'm moving closer and closer to the fan. And I got, I would say, box fan.
Yes.
And that's what I'm using. I'm just pouring it from, and I use dish pans, the ones that you put in the sink.
Okay.
And I pour it back and forth. And it took, 4, 5, 6 pourings before I got pretty much about 95% out. And then what I've done is when I go to cook it, I've soak it. And you got to keep on rinsing it, but that first soaking, all those stuff you didn't winnow out, they float. And then you just take a screen.
And clean that out. Dip it out.
Yeah, dip it out. So that's what I've been doing. But since you're on that subject of quinoa is planted when lamb's quarter has germinated.
Okay, and that's the weed yard.
And the lamb's quarter, I saw lamb's quarter today. And Hotchkiss that had germinated it just had its cotyledons, the first leaves.
Uh-huh.
It didn't have any true leaves yet. But and there's none of that has not germinated in my house yet.
The lamb's quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll be watching for it.
Yeah, but so anytime In the next few weeks, if you got your area ready, you could go ahead and plant quinoa.
Okay.
Maybe water it in, and not, you don't have to keep it, if it stays moist, then you don't have to water it all. But if it dries out, you might have to water it once a week.
Yeah, just keeping it moist.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. What about some of those other spring grains? Is it too early to do grains right now?
Well, it's it's a little early.
Okay.
There's spring wheats, and there's I'm going to be planting a Tibetan barley. There's oats. There's let's see what else. Spring wheats. Kamut is a spring wheat.
Mm-hmm.
A spring grain. A spring plant. And I have tried in the past to plant them early, just because I had the beds ready, the area ready.
Mm-hmm.
Just raked them in, and then I made the rows or the marks where you the water them with. But if it gets really cold, they don't like a hard frost.
Okay,
yeah.
So you would need to either cover them.
Or mm-hmm. just wait.
Just wait a while.
Wait, mm-hmm. wait. The last week of March, the first part of April is pretty good.
Okay, that's not far off.
Yeah, and you'll get better germination.
Weeks. Okay.
You know, the thing about planting early like this is the germination rate is much, not the rate, but it's slower. It takes longer to germinate.
Yeah, just because of the temperature.
Temperature and the day lengths are not very long,
mm-hmm.
you know, yet. We're getting close to the equinox.
We are getting close.
Yeah,
very close.
The 12th, mm-hmm. I think, is actually daylight savings time. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I looked
it is.
Daylight
but you can spend time out in your garden in the evening. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Hey, we have Barry from Urey on the line. Hi, Barry.
Hey, Jill. Hey, I remember last year, I planted my comfrey and my Jerusalem artichokes and my walking onions next to each other up against the cliff to see what they would do. And the comfrey pushed the chokes away, and the chokes pushed the walking onions, and they walked away. But I spread them all out, and I moved them up along a cliff, and the walking onions have been coming up for like a month now.
Oh, great.
We got, you know, we get like 3 feet of snow, then it melts, and they're coming up. So, and I spread them out, so I think they're going to do better this year.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah,
yeah. I've seen those walking onions in Hotchkiss doing quite well right now.
Yeah, wow. I came up and I put a piece of sod on top of them just to protect them
mm-hmm.
from the snow.
Yeah,
but it's going to be interesting to see what they do because they're all really invasive, you know.
Good growing season in your Urey starting already.
Oh, yeah, right? I know. Never. What is it?
That's great. Well, keep that cliff garden going, Barry.
The cliff? Yeah, it's an experiment.
Yeah.
The walking onions walked away, so I moved them about 10 feet.
Oh, great.
To the left, and they're thriving. And the comfrey isn't doing anything, and the sunchokes are in between. I spread them all out.
Yeah, the sunchokes. I bet you the sunchokes. If you dug down, they're just starting to sprout, and comfrey isn't going to come up yet. Soon.
No.
Soon.
Yeah. So the walking onions they have some room to grow now.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks for the
report. Super. Thanks, Barry.
See you guys.
All right.
See ya.
Bye.
That's great to hear. I mean, it's interesting, the fact that plants are coming up in Urey already.
Oh.
That's crazy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's cold and a north face. And
yeah.
You know, I don't know where this cliff, which way the cliff faces. So.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, but walking onions are up in Urey. What else we've got? We've got, we were talking about peas and it maybe being a little too early for peas, but you had sort of a trick.
Yeah, well, it is too early,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Okay.
And if you're going to plant them this early, what I would do is I wouldn't put the trellis up because a frost is going to come
mm-hmm.
and you can't cover them, the peas, the new pea seedlings, if there's a trellis there.
Right.
And so if you're going to do it and it's still too early, it's at least 2 to 3 weeks too early, unless you're got a cold frame or something.
Right.
And then you move it once they start running. But the trick is that the smoother the seed, The seed, you know, looks, it's smoother. It's not wrinkled.
Mm-hmm.
It's more cold hardy. The more wrinkled it is, then the less cold hardy.
Okay. Smoother the seed on a pea,
mm-hmm.
the more cold hardy it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, for example, if anybody has ever planted Austrian winter pea, and it's a pea that they plant in the fall and the winter's over and it's for a cover crop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's totally smooth. Yeah. And so you can, and extremely hardy. Or sweet peas, which we'll get into.
Sure. Sweet peas.
Yeah. Sweet peas are very smooth and extremely hardy. And you plant those in the Ides of March.
Okay.
In this area.
All right.
Or actually in Denver. The story was Joyce, her mother, Joyce was 104, and her mother planted them in Denver on the Ides of March, which is March around March 15th. You know, and the planting calendar is a flower day, usually around the 19th.
Well, we're coming right up on that.
So
good deal. Hey, we have Andrea on the line from Hotchkiss. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, Andrea.
I just have one question.
Sure.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Lance. What is a walking onion?
Go to, God, what's his name that has the bookstore in Hotchkiss? He has them all over the place.
Tom
Wills. And anyways, it's an onion. And what it does is it puts up this shoot, and on the top of the green shoot, it makes all these onion bulbs. And they fall on the ground and they grow. And then they do the same thing, and it falls on the ground and grows. So it's walking.
Right.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Like a slinky.
And you would use them as a green onion.
Cool. I'm familiar with the plant, but I didn't know their name.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Andrea.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate your call.
Thank you very much.
Walking onions. Yeah, now I get it. I see how that goes.
They just fall over and,
you
know, keep on going.
Keep on going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There are certain plants that are alliums that turn into weeds if you don't pay attention. And garlic chives is one of them.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And actual chives. And if you let them go to seed, you're going to have them all over the place.
Right.
Yeah, so I actually am pretty judicious. I don't have chives. I like garlic chives better. So I have those. And after they've bloomed, and the insects really like them, so there's a certain point where the seeds are just starting to form, the green seeds, I cut them off then.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. 527-486-8166 KVNF. Now we have time for another call.
Mm-hmm.
And what are some of the other flowers that we can plant?
Well, we mentioned
now?
Sweet peas.
Yeah. I love those.
Larkspur is already up in my garden, but
really?
Yeah. Nigella, which is also known as Love in the Mist, that's up. California poppies. And most places that I see that they actually get established. Once they're established, they come up now. In these gardens, I see the seedlings coming up now, and they're extremely hardy.
Mm-hmm.
So California poppies, and I would throw the seed out now.
Just throw it out there?
Yeah, well, wherever you want to plant them and stuff. Calendula's already come up, and it's wintered over, and also bachelor's button.
Okay.
Is up while it's wintered over.
Mm-hmm.
And as I go along, I'll thin it because it will come up all over the place. And the birds really like the seeds on the bachelor button.
Oh, nice.
And there's a type of bird. So I never worry. And you think, oh, the birds are eating all the seeds. No, they're not eating all the seeds.
Mm-hmm.
They're spreading quite a few of them.
Oh, the birds have been crazy. It's just been fabulous out there. Bluebirds and robins all over the place.
Yeah.
And I just want to let Lulu know that the committee is back. The Magpie Committee, so they're in the neighborhood. It must mean she's going to be coming home soon.
I have some. They've been building the nest in the hedgerow for 3 years now. So
really?
They're back, and I haven't figured out where they're actually building the nest yet.
Uh-huh.
But last year, they pulled all the sticks from their first nest and made the next one. And I'm wondering if that's what they're going to do.
Uh-huh.
You know,
oh, nice. So, I've never seen that. I've never actually watched them.
Well, they were only 10 feet apart, so it was easy work.
Yeah, just a little remodel.
Yeah, and I've watched the magpies flying around with sticks in their mouth.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I love that.
You know, so they're having a good time.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. But did we mention potatoes yet?
We haven't mentioned potatoes yet.
Okay.
Is it too early or are
good
to go?
It's still a little early, but, you know, you can do it. And I would wait 2 or 3 weeks. I know generally they People plant their early potatoes on Good Friday.
Mm, okay.
Which I haven't looked on the data, which what that is.
Mm-hmm.
That's a traditional day of planting early potatoes in the temperate north, northern Europe and the United States.
Okay. Good Friday.
And you could do it. And again, right now the ground's real moist. So if you're going to plant them, don't water them.
Okay.
Just plant them but I think it's too cold.
Okay.
And if they do grow, get frozen, if they sprout up and do come on, they will come right back. It doesn't kill them.
Oh, so they can handle it.
Yeah, it will kill that top part that came out of the ground, but it'll send up more side shoots.
Okay. So you could do it, but Good Friday, yeah. Maybe wait a little bit.
You might have a few potatoes still in the cellar and got just starting to sprout. You don't want those long sprouts. You want short, stubby sprouts. So if you are going to do it, pull some out and let them sprout and get green, and they're short and stubby.
Okay. Then that's perfect timing to get them in the ground in a few weeks.
And it's called, to green them up like that, is actually a word called chitting. C-H-I-T-T-I-N-G. And it's getting them green. And what you really want is short, stubby sprouts. You don't want the long, lanky ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I just have a note here from Jeff Berry, our caller from Uray, said he got 50 potatoes last year from 3 plants, and his cliff faces east.
Oh.
So
he's getting early sun.
Yeah, that must be it.
Yeah.
That's the trick there, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, put some potatoes out there, Barry, and give us a report on that. What about getting beds ready? Should we save that for next week?
We'll save it, but I mean, I started. I had already measured out one bed for planting, and it was what I want to say. I was not sure if I was going to be able to dig the soil. I mean, I measured off the bed and measured off the pathways, and then I broad forked it, and then I went down the pathways and took the soil from the pathways and put it into the bed.
Okay.
Shoveled both ways. And so it was doable. In my garden, it was doable. It was almost a little sticky, almost, but the shovel never got sticky or full of mud and stuff. So it worked. And I'll eventually put some compost in there and rake it out and get it ready for some early planting. Oh, I know what else. Poppies for poppy seeds.
Mm-hmm.
That will be planted in the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
That Hungarian blue bread poppies.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Not the California poppies.
No, but
poppies for poppy seeds.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, for poppy seeds.
Okay, great. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about bed preparation next week and compost. We're going to talk about compost.
Yeah.
Love that soil stuff. And I think Jerlo from Earth Friendly Farms going to be in here. And I want to let people know about an event, too, that's coming up this next Monday, which is March 13th. It's at 6 p.m. Stories from Agricultural Entrepreneurs. This is happening up at the Rogers Mesa Community House, up on Rogers Mesa outside of Hotchkiss. And it's going to be Jeff Schwartz from Big B's Cider and Delicious Orchards, Robbie LaValle from Homestead Meats and the LaValle Ranch, Wendy Mitchell and Bob Isaacson from Avalanche Cheese, and Nancy Murphy from Region 10 and Inertial Combustion. This is going on Monday night, the March 13th at 6 p.m., and there's a dinner, and we'd like you to RSVP, make a reservation at on the web, harrison.top, T-O-P-P, at rmfu.org. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Monday night.
Sounds good.
We'll see you there. And we will see you guys next week.
Next week.
Yep.
We'll be here.
All right, Lance. Thanks so much.
Thanks
everyone.
Thanks for coming in.
Yep. It's One Woman's Perspective coming up next on KVNF. Thanks for listening to As the Worm Turns.
Which you can make go slow and faster. I don't know who you took a shine to or who you're about to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so. Low, little low, and low.